Testing. Pastor David, welcome to the program. This is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this week we're asking the question, can God speak to us? Does God speak directly to us? And I told you yesterday the answer to that question is yes. God speaks to us. He speaks directly to us. You're not crazy. It is not something that is, we've moved past as a modern society to say that God speaks to us. It is just what God has told us. God says in his word that he speaks to us. Jesus taught this. He referred to the Bible as the word of God. And he said that as we read the Bible, God speaks to us. So this is a normal part of the Christian life. If you are a Christian, if you have believed in Jesus, then you are called upon to open up the Bible, study the scriptures, and as you do so, God speaks to you. It's not just a storybook of when God spoke to people long ago. God actually speaks to you today as you read the Bible. And so I hope that you can rejoice in that, that hearing God's voice is not just something for the super spiritual or a handful of chosen few, but is a normal part for anyone who will believe in Jesus Christ and believe in the saving message of his death and resurrection. You can hear God speak to you. Now, what about those who wonder or worry about, well, but does God speak directly to me? Can I hear his voice? Now, I've got to be careful how I define this because I've just told you, yes, God speaks directly to you and you can hear his voice. But understand that's in the scripture. The Bible is the means by which God speaks directly to you. And I don't mean hear an audible voice. I mean God's voice, God's word comes to you, communicates to you through the reading of scripture. But is there something outside of scripture is what we often mean when we're talking about this question, does God speak to us? Can God tell us things outside of what is communicated to us in the Bible? Can God tell me, you know, whether I should go to work today or stay home? You know, could I hear a voice from God telling me to stay home or take this job or the other job? You know, I can't read a verse in the scripture that says, here is the mechanic you should go to get your car fixed. Okay, I mean, that's just not in the Bible. I mean, that depends on you know, the Bible might tell us to practice wisdom. You know, what is the reputation? Do you know anything about the mechanic? You know, what is the price? Have you, you know, do you have a reason to trust the mechanic without maybe getting a second quote? Or, you know, those are all kinds of things that Proverbs teaches on, wisdom principles. But as far as giving us a direct message about, hey, you know, you're going to get ripped off if you go to that mechanic, instead you should go to this one, is that something God does? Well, I'm going to answer that not just immediately with a yes or no. I think we need to do a little more digging in the Bible and find out, you know, what should we expect based on what the Bible says? Because that is what guides us or equips us for every good work. As we saw in 2 Timothy 3, verse 17 yesterday, the Bible is what equips us for everything we need to know. So if it's important for us in the Christian life, in order to be pleasing to God, in order to fulfill his plan for us, because his plan it has nothing to do with a specific career choice necessarily, but has everything to do with us growing in holiness, following his commands, learning about him, finding joy in learning about him. That's his plan for us. And everything we need to know in order to do that is in the scripture. So I would think if we are supposed to regularly hear God speak to us directly on day-to-day life issues that are personal to us, then the Bible would tell us that. If we're not supposed to, then the Bible would tell us that, because this is a fundamental issue in how we can follow God and obey God in every choice in life. So let me jump back to the Old Testament and the book of Genesis, and let's talk about how did people hear from God in the Old Testament. Let me talk about Abraham, first of all. God appears to Abraham and talks to Abraham. Of course, God appears to others. He appeared to Adam and Eve, Noah, and others that we read about, Enoch, in the book of Genesis before we even get to Abraham. He has a conversation with Cain. Even the one who killed his brother, he appears to Cain, has a conversation with him. What did this look like? Well, we read about this, God speaking to different people in the Old Testament. I think Genesis 15, verse 1 is interesting. It says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram. At that time, he was called Abram, later Abraham. It came to Abraham in a vision, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Now, what's interesting to this about me is that when it says the word of the Lord came to Abram, it says in a vision. Now, what is a vision if it isn't something that you see? A vision is a visual. It is something you see. So when we read this, the word of the Lord came, I think oftentimes we picture that some kind of either audible voice came from the sky, or that maybe Abram just was really gifted at discerning the thoughts in his mind or things that he thought maybe God was speaking to him, that he just knew it was God. And we need to learn to listen to that kind of inner voice. But this says, when the word of the Lord came to Abram, it was in a vision. And we see Abram, for instance, when he's visited by three men, one of whom is the Lord. Abram calls him the Lord in Genesis 17. There, Abram knew right away, just by physical recognition, which one was the Lord. So it wasn't the first time the Lord appeared to him. Abram was used to seeing God when God spoke to him. Another very interesting passage is Jeremiah 1, verse 4. Jeremiah, the great prophet in the Old Testament that wrote the book of Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to him as well. Of course, the word of the Lord came to all the prophets. And Jeremiah 1, 4 says, the word of the Lord came to me, saying. So at this point, all we've read is the word of the Lord came, and it was saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And there's more to this message, and it's a beautiful message, but that's not what we're focusing on today. What I want you to pay attention to is what comes over in verse 9. After the Lord speaks to Jeremiah, it says, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. Now, what's interesting to me about this is that it never anywhere in the text says that the Lord appeared to Jeremiah. It just says the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And then a few verses later, without any other appearance being mentioned, it talks about the Lord reaching out his hand and touching Jeremiah. So clearly, Jeremiah is seeing God, seeing some kind of manifestation of God. I believe the Bible says we don't see God face to face, but God appears in various forms and ways. He appears as a burning bush. He appears as a cloud at times. He appears as a man at other times, and frequently is called the angel of the Lord when he appears in these different kinds of physical manifestations. Here it's just the word of the Lord. And a angel is a word that just means messenger. So I think that it would be proper to translate angel of the Lord as messenger of the Lord, because what does the angel of the Lord do when he appears? He brings the word of the Lord. But it seems as though this word of the Lord, when it comes to people, that there's an assumption that this is a physical appearance. That people can see this form of God come. It can even touch them. You know, the word of the Lord came and touched the mouth of Jeremiah. So, in other words, I don't think we have any reason to think, as we study the various ways God appears. Sometimes he spoke out of a burning bush. With Elijah, he came as a still small voice when Elijah was on Mount Horeb. He came in different ways. Sometimes he thundered from the heavens. But nowhere in the Bible, out of all these different kinds of ways that we read, do we get the impression that it was just someone had thoughts in their mind, and it was God speaking to them that way, and they just needed to learn to understand when it was God's voice and when it was their voice. No, it was obvious. When God came and spoke to people in the Old Testament, you knew God was speaking to you. There was no debate about it. There was no, I wonder if this was God. It was the voice of God. And so I think we want to be careful about thinking that God speaks in this sort of secretive way that we have to try to discern when it is and isn't God. I'll talk more about this tomorrow. I think it's important that we know that we need to trust God's word in the Bible, not these other ways of hearing from God. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.